Hello, everyone. Welcome to our first peer pressure show of the spring semester.
We're so back.
You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. And on today's show, we're going to be winding up some of the artists we think are going to have a big year in 2026, whether we think they're going to blow up or they're releasing an album or
it doesn't
going on
mean
a tour.
New artists completely. Like, obviously, we just had some Harry Styles on with Aperture from his third album. We are straight coming from the Darties of First Day of School, so don't mind our appearance, but we have a good place for you coming up.
So next up, we have Del Watergap, who I've been following for a while. We're both really big Maggie Rogers fans, and they were in a band together in college.
We just saw them in concert last Monday night at Wimrico Go Today. He was fabulous. I had a great time. I didn't know any of his music going into it, but, like, he was really fun.
He was a really good performer. He just put an album out, I think, like, a month ago in December of 2025, and he's on tour now. So we thought we'd include him of our artist having a big year in 2025. So coming up, this is Small Town Joan of Arc by Del Watergap.
With a heart like a wound and a mouth like a can, watch her tied in a loop, Diet Pepsi in a hand, pulling on a cigarette with her dog in her lap, the one she shares with her ex. Don't know how she handles that, but it's all she knows. Friends, they aren't around as the ash hangs in the trees that lie on the streets of her town. She's all out on Lexapro with a head full of scotch, but she swears she won't go insane, at least not on my watch. But it's all she knows. Yeah, well, it's all she knows. On her throne, pulls me over with that face, the way she smiles when I get home. I'm an apple, she can chew me, it's a miracle she chews me. And of all the pretty things I've got, she ain't one that I'm losing. I'm awake and she's not. Small town Joan of Arc. My small.
And that was Small Town Joan of Arc by Del Watergat.
Who we just saw in concert last Monday night. It was a great time. I did not really know any of his songs going in beforehand to the concert. I knew probably two, and then one with Maggie Rogers, which we were hoping that Maggie Rogers would go on stage with him.
I bought the tickets, and I was convinced that Maggie Rogers was going to go on stage since it was like a Maryland show, and she's from the Eastern
and
Shore, Maryland.
She did not, spoiler alert, but no, it was still really fun. Like, I think that he was one of the few artists that I could just like dance along to like really easily. It was a good time. Next up, we have two bands I think that are kind of similar. We have Congress the Band with Out the Door, and then West 22nd with Savannah. They're very like college band Darty-esque. Like, I don't know. I think a lot of like SEC schools host them for like college parties.
I saw that at least Congress the Band is doing some big music festival in Georgia.
I'm sure of it.
Like, I think these are up and coming like indie rock band.
Yeah, no,
people.
For sure. I always see like friends from like Clemson, like USC, South Carolina, like posting like, oh, Congress the Band is at our school. And then when I was visiting my sister Caroline at James Madison, she was like, oh, like they always play this song like at their Darties. And I was like, okay, so these two songs kind of go hand in hand with like the genre of it. And I really think that this is just only going to blow up even more in the next like few years. Just like these kind of like college bands kind of vibe.
Yeah, I think I have a band that kind of fits this niche on the playlist later on, but I've seen Netflix shows like the new Simon Cowell show that are trying to find like the new boy band.
Haven't heard.
And they're very much like trying to replicate a pop boy band.
Yes.
But I think the future of boy bands is more in this indie rock genre.
Definitely. Like just very like chill, low-key rock, indie like college band. So that's what we have for you for the next two songs.
So this is Out the Door by Congress the Band.
Shit comes easy, not enough to fall in love. Walk me down, she's turning me around. And when she sees me, I walk away and turn my head. Not enough, oh, she's not enough. And when I'm breezy, I'm too breezy when I'm high. My mind, she's staying on my mind. And when I'm lonely and I turn on all the lights and I find my baby's gone. Yeah, she's found, don't you know? You may need somewhere new. When it's dark, gotta light. We can burn away the night. You know it takes some time to figure out how you feel. And if you need me, you can call.
That was Out the Door by Congress the Band, followed by Savannah by West 22nd. I feel like they have a very similar kind of tune vibe to them. Very like college surf rock-esque. Savannah by West 22nd came out last spring, and I vividly remember we were on the bus ride home from the Sahara Desert in Morocco, and that single just came out, and I was listening to that on the 10-hour bus ride back to Marrakesh, which I think is just absurd, but it was
so
awesome.
Like them. They kind of remind me of RC Drive.
Exactly.
Who was having such a good year.
Yeah, no, that's exactly why I put this on this playlist. Again, this episode is about like up and coming, what we think is coming next. So I think that's very, very alive.
Yeah. Well, I love to try and catch artists before they are super big. And I feel like I've had a pretty good track record so far.
I believe it.
So, I think this next girl we're about to play, Adela, is the next Charlie XCX.
Whoa.
Lady Gaga-esque character. She was on this show on Netflix called Pop Star Academy, which is the show that the girl group Cat's Eye came from.
Oh.
Which is kind of, they call it a global girl group. It's kind of K-pop adjacent.
Is this related to like the K-pop Demon Hunters?
No, I haven't
show.
Seen that yet. Actually.
I haven't seen it. But my cousin Alex Kepper,
like
shout out. She's always like, Casey,
it's nominated for Oscars.
No way.
Yeah.
She keeps on telling me that I need to watch it. I don't know much about it at all, but she's like, it's the perfect, like, college drunk show. So I'm like, okay, like,
I think I need to watch it. But basically, there was this reality competition show where they had a bunch of these teenage girls. I think the youngest one was literally like 14 or something.
Okay.
Go to this pop star training academy. And they trained, like, dancing lessons, singing lessons to be pop stars. Some of them were there for, like, 2 or 3 years. And then they made it at the end into, like, a competition show. And this is where Cat's Eye came out of. But this next girl, Adela, was cut before Cat's Eye was made. So she was cut from Cat's Eye.
Wait, so she could have been the next.
She could have been in Cat's Eye. Oh, wow. But all the judges were like, I just think she's a solo artist. Like, she's too cool for a girl group.
Clearly, she's made her path. And
I think she's proving them right, because this year she's opening up for Demi Lovato on
tour.
And this next song is kind of about her experience in that training academy and, like, being on reality TV at such a young age, because I think when she went on there, she was, like, 15 or 16. And, yeah, so it's just kind of about her experience.
Okay.
And I think she's definitely the next pop it girl to watch in 2026.
I believe it.
Just a little pretty girl, go on and cause a scene. Ooh, I bet you need it. Put on a show for me. Dancing for the devil, bring your body and your energy. Hit you, got it going, flaunt it, sell your sex and soul to me.
So that was Super Scar by Adela. And the next band we have is The Runarounds. And this band was kind of born out of a TV show on Amazon Prime, I believe. And they kind of follow the same niche as Congress the Band and West 22nd.
Love it, love it.
I think they're a little more pop, but kind of still in the same arena. So basically, they were a fake band on a TV show.
Such as Daisy Jones and the Six.
No, they're very similar to Daisy Jones
the
and the Six.
Best show of all time.
Exactly. But now they are touring as a real band.
Oh my God.
And I think the show did get renewed for a second season, but I do think that they are establishing themselves as a band kind of outside of the show. Wow. And kind of like with Congress the Band or West 22nd, I think that this is kind of where boy bands are heading right now. Like if you were to make it as a boy band.
Yes.
In 2026, I think this is the direction that the successful bands are going towards. So this next song is called Ghost, and it's from the Runaround soundtrack.
I need to watch a show.
No, it's
show.
So good.
Like Alex and I went skiing, and we drove down to near like Massanutten in Virginia, a 3-hour drive, and she brought up the Runarounds, and I was just like, what is this? I'd never heard of it.
Because I know you love Daisy Jones.
And I love Daisy Jones and the Six, the TV show, and the book as well. But I'm invested, and I need to watch the show now. So
it's from the same producer who made Outer Banks. So
oh my God.
It's
oh
kind of God. Like a mix of Outer Banks and Daisy Jones.
And I'm hooked already. So
this is Ghost by the Runarounds.
Talking in hypotheticals, how the morning will both of us be ghosts. Wouldn't be the first time I choked up, just spoke the words I said. Want you to be living in my past tense. Don't even gotta be so hesitant. So it's gotta be the last time.
speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
And that song you just heard was Fool by Joe, also known as Steve the Hare Harrington.
Joe Keery.
I know we've talked about him before, but now that he's wrapped up with Stranger Things, I think he's really going to start to focus on his music career.
Absolutely.
And
like,
I think he's going to make it. I think people love him from the show.
I think.
And he has a pretty distinct sound.
He's going to like almost headline a bunch of festivals.
Yeah.
He, once his Stranger Things is over, like, I think that Joe, his DJO name, is always going to be known for. Like, I think he's going to pursue music rather than acting.
I heard that he took his Stranger Things earnings to support himself as an independent artist, so he didn't have to sign with a record label.
Oh, wow. Wow. I love him. Anyways, the next two we have Fingers and Clothes by Cenk Minch, followed by Springtime Red Tulips by Bo Salo. Alex put on Fingers and Clothes on this playlist, and I was thrilled to see that because that was one of the Cenk Minch released an album this summer, and that was one of the albums that me and my friends listened to a lot in the late summer. And so was Bo Salo. So this is just a blast from the past for me. I'm super excited. And I really think that both of these people have a really great potential to go big.
They're both great songwriters. And I think that's something that people are really valuing in this folk.
Yes.
Noah Kahan era.
The folk Noah Kahan era is upon us right now. Noah Kahan is releasing a new album very soon,
hopefully. He's headlining like Bonnaroo in June, so it's got to release before
that. Definitely the indie folk era is very, very prevalent in everyone. So next up we have Fingers and Clothes by Cenk Minch.
Said it sticks to your fingers and your clothes, and you think we don't know, but we all know, 'cause it sticks to your fingers and your clothes. I was half drunk walking you to bed. I was older than you, but I was younger then. I was never gonna listen how you wanted it, but I wanted to so bad. I was learning what addiction is. We didn't know what we were doing then, oh, but I was hanging on your fingers and your clothes. Said it sticks to your fingers and your clothes, and you think we don't know, but we all know, 'cause it sticks to your fingers and your clothes. They say, tell me where your mind goes. 4 years and you're still not over it, for something that was shorter than a cigarette. But it sticks to your fingers and your clothes. And you're slipping through my
said it sticks to your fingers and your. Then you think we don't know, but we all know, 'cause it sticks to your fingers and your clothes. Tell me where your mind goes. 4 years and you're still not over it. Being 16 and stealing mom's cigarettes, but I feel it every time I smoke. She was raised in a house full of bruises, stained with whiskey and blood. And her lips were colored like springtime red tulips. Her eyes were colored like mud, colored like mud. She ran away when she was 13. Her mother followed so they could start bleeding. Her daughter's father passed 2 years thereafter. Her mother said, "You'll marry me." But honey, you're okay. Breathe. Honey, right here with me. Honey, you're okay. Breathe. Honey, you're alright. Right here with me. The two spent their time there laughing and singing. Till winter struck everything still. Her daughter fell broke and her mother fell ill. And now she's singing with the whippoorwills. The whippoorwills. And I saw her dancing, her face to the ground. Her eyes the color of honey brown. Honey, you're right, right here with me.
Well, honey, you're okay. Breathe. Honey, you're alright. Right here with me. Right here with me. Just breathe.
And that was Springtime Red's Tulips by Bo Stallo.
And I honestly think that was like one of my top songs of the entire year. I listened to that a lot on my road trip back home from California this summer. And apparently I have a mutual friend in two different ways with Bo Stallo, the singer of that song.
He went to Belmont University as well as his band. And they were opening up for Ash at the 930 Club last year. So I went to see Ash because she's also one of my favorites. And he was standing near the merch tent. So we went to say hi. And my friend who I was with asked him to sign her like debit card.
Oh my God.
Because she didn't have anything for him to sign and she wanted a signature. So there is a debit card in the world with flames that has Bo Stallo's signature on it.
Amazing. Oh my God. Next up, we have Thinking About Love by Wad Rivers, who performed at All Things Go in Merriweather this past fall. So I think they have something going with them. Again, our theme for this show is up and coming artists we think that are going to kind of blow up in 2026 for our back to school show. So there is that.
I think a great way to find new artists is looking at kind of who's lower on the poster in music festivals.
Exactly.
So this is Thinking About Love by Wild River.
Guess we got caught up with telling a lie. Now you're leaving me lonely. I could get in my car, end up drunk at some bar. But that was the old me. Remember the night that we slept on the floor and you told me you loved me. Bet you don't ever think about that. It's kinda like a light went off and now you're dead set on giving me up. Talking like we're so far gone and there ain't no use stitching it up. We could do the long haul, we could ride it out. I know the ride's rough, but try us. You're just thinking about tomorrow. I'm on the road while you're waiting at home, but I swear I'll be right back. You'll find some man with no rock and roll band, and maybe you'll like it. Remember the lake when it started to rain, babe, and I just held you. Bet you don't even think about that.
money in the review. You're closer than you are, and truth for worlds apart. I'm used to being near you. When I'm down to 10%, and you plug me straight back in. Now there's no one to text when the plane lands, or to call when it's taking off. Right there, baby, stands. I'll be my upper safe hands. It's not the end, it's the making of. Right there, for now I'm taking but baby, stands. Taking but baby still.
Baby Steps. And I know Olivia Dean has already gotten really popular in 2025, but she opened for Sabrina Carpenter last year, and she's going on her own stadium tour this year, which sold out like instantly. So I think she's definitely going to continue to grow.
I didn't really know anything about her until literally this fall, when I feel like everyone is listening to her and posting about her. And I'm really surprised that she's not opening for Harry Styles. Like, not to make everything about him, but like, it would have been perfect.
I would have liked that. He has like EDM house people opening for him, at least in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of, his tickets go on sale tomorrow. Are you signed up for the pre-sale tomorrow? Because
well, yeah, but we tried today on the Amex pre-sale, and it did not go well.
I'm a little bit nervous. I saw
it was
him,
hard.
I saw him for his like original live Love on Tour when senior year of high school. So I'm okay if I don't see him again, but I would love to. But I have a feeling it's not going to work out completely. But no, he is
the Ticketmaster wars are hard to win.
He's gonna be the artist of the year, like. That's 2026. Like he's back.
I'm anxious to hear the rest of the album. But anyways, next up we have Miss Dramatic by Quarters. They were previously Quarters of Change. I don't know when they changed their name, but they're doing a little rebranding recently, I guess, because I listen to them pretty often. I saw them at the Atlantis, I think like 2 years ago.
You always see everyone.
You have to look at the Atlantis schedule to find the up-and-coming artist. I believe they're from New York. they're kind of rock. I think a little more rock than the previous band, but
when I listened to them this morning when I was previewing the playlist, they remind me a lot of the 1975, who I've been listening to a lot over the past winter break. I was telling my sister Caroline, like, you gotta get into the 1975. She's like, what? I was like, please. And she finally did. So I think she's getting there, but it reminds me a lot of them.
Yeah, you know, I think they're really good, and I like that they have really talented, like, bassists and drummers and electric guitar players. So they're definitely a, like, a band of instrumentalists. So this is Mr. Magic by...
Oh, Mr. Maddox walking with her mother. That's Mrs. Prima Donna.
Once again, you're listening to WMEC Digital. This is Peer Pressure with Casey and Alex. Our first show back for the semester. We're back on for 8 p.m. on Monday nights.
New time.